baby. Remember, you're my baby when they give you the eye.
Well, BJ, yeah. I mean, you know that we're doing, Gina Marie and I, we're doing a whole showgirl career thing.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't like to talk bad about anybody.
No.
You know me.
No, not you.
Know
me. No. No. Oh, I know. I know.
But, hey, here we are getting ready for the Valentine's Day show at the Mixed Cafe and Lounge in Astoria.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Friday, February 12th.
Oh, yeah.
And Gina Marie, I mean, she can barely make it through one number.
Oh,
I don't know. I think
really?
It's, well, I here we are. Rehearsal.
Really?
And I'm doing my best, honey. And you know me, I have the low blood sugar.
Of course. Oh, God.
And here she is. She shows up late. She's got to leave early. She can barely make it through rehearsal. She can barely sing a note, honey.
Oh, I don't know how you deal with it.
I don't know
how you do it.
How are those toast points, honey?
They're delicious.
Well, I had Maria Consuela, because she knows how much I love my Texas toast points, honey.
Oh, yeah. So, they're
moist.
Delicious.
Very moist.
I need the moisture.
You do need
I need the moisture. I'm not going to get into it now.
Mm-hmm.
Better. Not
but
great.
Than some oil.
Mm. And that has helped.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it gets real cold, it gets so dry.
Mm.
So dry. I don't want to talk about it, how dry it gets. But then the weather just turned around. And here's, you know, I'm fine.
Well, you know, I ran into Dr. Schlesinger and his wife, Eric, were over there at the K-Foods, which normally I won't go to, but I was walking by and needed some milk or something.
I get the Fresh Direct.
Well, I love Fresh Direct. Normally I do too.
It's hard, you know, going to the K-Foods. They don't have the ramps for my...
Well, and why go to the grocery store if you don't have to?
Have it bring them to you. Bring it over.
So,
anyway.
Anywho, Maria left the milk out or something. It curdled or whatever. So I had to go down there. And I was going by there anyway because I was going over to the church bake sale. And I ran into Dr. Schlesinger's wife, Erica.
Oh, they're wonderful. Wonderful people.
How gorgeous is she?
Oh, she's gorgeous.
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 I mean, really. And well, she's a doctor's wife. Hello.
Absolutely. She's kept.
I mean.
She's a kept woman.
Oh. Good
why bother doing anything?
I mean,
but
you know,
being that?
You and I know how that is.
Oh, I've been there. I've had three doctors. Are you kidding me? Please.
So here I am, and I asked him, I said, honey, BJ is not a well woman. She is.
Oh, he knows.
I know.
I funded their house, for God's sake, with all the times I've been to his office.
Well,
they bought a vacation home because of me.
Well, they know. Everyone in Australia knows it.
My dry throat. Thank you, dry throat, for he's so happy that he found the driest throat in Astoria to take care of.
I said to him, honey, what are you going to do about this dry throat of BJ's? And he says to me, Anita, honey, that's the driest throat I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he tells me every day. Every time I'm in there, he tells me.
I don't get it. I mean,
give me another one of those. They're good.
Now, listen, so... Jammering.
Normally, I can't eat toast.
No, well, it's just dry.
But
no.
It's been nice. It's been good. Lubricated.
So, Gina Marie and I, rehearsals.
But
I think, you know, she's doing so bad. She's doing so horribly, honey. Thank God I've got the presence, the strange presence, to really carry both of us through. But I think it's because of the stress of the gay wedding, which I don't want to call it a wedding.
Wedding.
The shindig.
Mm-hmm.
The homosexual consummation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. For her son, Joey, and his boyfriend, Gino. Well, first it was canceled because of New Year's Eve.
Right.
And then now they're doing it on the Valentine's Day.
Oh, what a mockery.
But she...
What a mockery of all things Valentine's. St. Valentine's is rolling over in his grave because of this.
Hallmark does not make homosexual Valentine's Day cards.
No. Why would they?
Well, it's not of God, honey.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
So, anywho, I think she's just stressed out. And, you know, Frankie now, you know, he's been going out to her models. Apparently, he's been coming home at night.
Oh, really?
Is that the door?
Are you expecting company?
No, I'm not expecting anybody.
Oh.
Maria, por favor, the door, please. Maria, por favor, the door.
Really?
Let me just get it.
Hold on.
Pay her for. Hold on. Come in. Just come in, honey. Open. It's open.
You leave your door open?
Honey, it's open.
What?
Come on.
Hello? Oh, Jesus.
Honey!
Hi, Gina Marie.
Hey, how are you? Oh, my God. I can't stop. Oh! BJ, how are you, honey?
Hello, Jimmy.
Of course I do. Hello.
Honey, you look ravishing today.
Well, you look fabulous as always, of course. Oh, don't mind my tracksuit, honey. Don't mind it. I'm trying to do everything around the house.
Well, I love this. Is it shell pink?
Oh, well, it's a little, you know.
I love it.
You know, going on right now. Mm-hmm. You know.
Don't be offended if I don't get up. You know my condition.
I know your condition, honey.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Jennifer, have a seat for a second.
Are you sure?
Why not?
I only stopped by because you know that we have that party down at Amato's for my... You know, my cousin's baby's christening,
uh-huh.
You know, and so I had to come and borrow, you know, the brooch that you told me, the cameo.
Well, it's not real.
No?
Well, you know, I was doing the whole church thing over there with the kids.
Yeah.
One of the girls gave it to me was hers. It's just plastic.
All right.
Well, it'll be fine on you.
Nobody will know.
What are you wearing, the green number?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful green number, cameo on my neck. They won't know. Frankie's family, they won't know a thing.
No, they
won't. Won't know a thing.
Honey, have a toast, boy.
Oh, yeah?
They're very good.
Now,
very good.
So, Benji and I were talking about all the things that are going on.
I love how you start to swell up.
Well,
yeah. We do this here. You know.
We do
a couple times a week.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, we're talking, honey, about everything that's going on. And, you know, what's been going on with you, honey? Because I know I didn't want to give BJ all the news, but, you know.
So much is happening right now. I'm getting ready for a big wedding.
I mean, for the holiday.
So we've heard.
Oh, yeah.
So we've heard.
Oh, BJ, you got to be coming.
Mm. Oh, I wouldn't miss it. Oh, I wouldn't miss it.
Yeah. Oh, good.
It's
going to be a
spectacle. It's going to be wonderful.
BJ, it's going to be a spectacle.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm going to bring my camcorder.
Oh, I hope so.
Show it to the neighborhood afterwards.
Oh, I can't wait for it.
It's going to be great.
Now, Linda Scavullo was telling me, honey, that you're doing, and you had mentioned this before, but I guess I didn't really understand. You're not doing real invitations to the gay wedding? Wait,
yeah.
We're not calling it a gay wedding.
Yeah, well,
it's not a wedding.
Well,
it's not a wedding.
Well, okay.
Not a wedding.
Well, we can call it whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'll let everybody come with their own ideas, whatever they want to call it.
All right.
You know, I don't judge. Mm-hmm. You know, who's to judge, really?
Oh, we don't judge. We don't judge.
No judges.
No.
We're all family, aren't we? Come on.
Exactly. So, now, you're not doing paper invitations.
Oh, no, honey. Paper is out.
See, now, I didn't understand that when you told me that the other week.
Paper is out. Out.
I was wondering why I didn't get an invitation. I was going to come anyway.
Everything is done through the internet now.
Get this, honey.
Everything is done
through
the internet.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so we're doing it via the Facebooks.
Okay.
Can you believe it?
Oh,
yes.
I can believe it. I believe it.
Now, honey, you know paper invitations are the way of the Lord.
No.
That's the way I've done all 12 of my weddings. But,
well, I mean, this isn't really a church ceremony, so...
Well, no, thank God it's not, honey.
Well,
but,
I mean...
So what are you doing? Are you going on the Facebook?
Yeah, we're going on the Facebook, we're handing everybody.
Okay.
Making sure that it's all set up. Oh, and then, you know, all my my Frankie's friends, of course, you know, Joey's friends, Tamari's friends, well, Gino's friends, too, are invited, you know, of course, and family and everybody.
Okay.
Have you met his parents?
I have.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
They are
lovely. Yeah. Well,
tell me all about them.
Well, it's funny. Funny story is, she also goes to She a Fantasy.
His mother?
No.
Yes.
Wait, who is it?
You know her. Philomena Figaletti.
Philomena Figaletti?
Yes.
Gino Figaletti's mother?
Yes.
Honey, I had no idea.
I didn't know that. I mean, I only saw her on occasion. I mean, she lives in a whole different part of the story.
Honey, they
have
money.
They do have money. Can you believe it?
Honey.
And Gino's been living in my basement. What? I felt like that was horrible.
Oh, God, I had no idea.
Well, they're not off for the gay wedding.
Okay.
So, you know, they were.
Well,
no, I mean, who is? Yeah, really.
Who is?
I mean,
it's not something you wish upon your own children, like you always say.
Exactly. I mean, I'm coming to terms with it, you know, let them live in my house. But apparently Gina was kicked out by Philomena.
For being a homosexual.
Yes, honey, yes.
Really?
Well, now, little by little, they're coming to terms with it.
Okay.
And so now, they're going to come to the wedding.
I can't believe this.
It's a big deal.
So then his father is Salvatore Figaletti?
Figaletti, yes, honey.
Oh. Honey,
really? I can't even... Well, now it all makes sense, honey.
Really?
They kicked him out. Now I know. Oh, my.
I had no idea they were from Astoria.
Well,
honey, oh, my.
I mean, there's not many things that you can,
Where did you meet them?
Well, we had a whole dinner planned. I mean, okay. Gino and Joey set it all up, and we met them at Mardo's, of course.
The restaurant. The restaurant. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh. Not the bar.
No.
You were in the restaurant.
In
the
restaurant
room.
Area. Not
yeah. What did you order? What did you have?
Well, I had the veal parmesan.
Oh.
Yeah.
They do it good.
It's so delicious. It's so nice. Oh, really? I mean, it's not
tough
at all.
I order in from Romano's all the time, and that's what I get. I get the veal.
They deliver so quickly, too.
Oh, they're great.
Well, if I'm home, I make it myself.
Right, exactly. Now, what did Philomena have?
Well, she had, you know, the lemon chicken.
Probably grilled,
like
right? Probably
just
grilled.
Like
I know it.
Well, she's stick thin. She looks like a model. She's just gorgeous.
She is beautiful. Now I know why Gino gets all his good luck.
They do look a lot alike, now that you say it.
Now, so have you seen her since then? Have you gotten together with her?
Well, not really. I mean we haven't. You know, convert. We just basically said, you know, we'll see each other at the wedding.
Okay.
You know,
now, are they doing anything to help with the wedding, or what is? I mean, I know you've kind of taken over and all.
Well, I have to. I mean, nobody was, you know, fitting the bill. You know, like no one was doing it.
So, tradition says that the bride's parents pay for the wedding, so that would mean that Joey is. The bride,
how does the hair work?
I don't know, honey.
That's the way it's working out, right?
I guess.
Well, I don't know.
Have you taken him down to David's bridal yet?
No, honey. They're not wearing anything like this.
Well, then what are they wearing? I mean, royally.
They're tuxedos, honey.
Both of them?
Of course. One's going to be white and one's going to be black.
So wearing white?
I assume Gino, then.
Gino's wearing white.
That's interesting.
Well, he likes a little bit more color, he said.
Okay, so, now, are they moving in? Are they going to the honeymoons, or what's going on?
Well, they're
going
to stay in the basement apartment, apparently, until, hopefully, they, you know, can get the hell out. Oh, honey. I mean, I want them to have a nice place of their own.
Oh.
You know,
We all want that.
Of course.
They going to move into the city?
I'm not sure.
Chelsea, maybe, probably.
Oh, maybe. Oh, you never know. I mean, I hope so.
You know what they should look into, honey?
Where?
Up there in the Cape Cods. Where they have the peach ham, honey.
Oh.
Apparently, that's the haven for them all.
Oh, really?
That's where they all go. That's where they ship them all.
Oh, really?
Ship them up there. That's what I say.
Well, now, did your stepson, BJ,
yes.
Rudy, he is in the age group, isn't he?
He is. I think he went to school with your Jelly. But they didn't run in the same
school. Well, wasn't Rudy the one that... beat Joey up?
No.
Don't
you remember? Who can keep track? I mean, Rudy was a handful. Always a handful.
Oh, I remember.
We all know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, my Joey and Rudy, they were always in the detention office and all the principal's office. I always got called down there.
Well, this is before Joey was a regular.
Oh, yeah. Well, Joey was part of the football team, the part of the soccer team.
That's Rudy tells me. But I don't know what he, you
what
know, kids
Rudy
are kids.
You?
Kids are kids. What are you going to do?
Oh,
I don't know.
What does he tell
you? What's Rudy telling you, honey?
Well, he told me that in high school, Joey was known to do those kind of things. And Rudy didn't like that.
Oh.
Which may have been what sparked off the problems that they may have had.
I don't know. I mean, Rudy tells a lot of lies sometimes. I really don't know what you're implying.
Well, didn't Joey date what's her name all through high school?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he did.
Carolyn. Yes. Forever.
They're still best friends, aren't they?
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, she always comes to the house. I invite her for dinner all the time. You know.
And she's such a lovely girl.
Oh,
she's
so
gorgeous.
She
is
gorgeous.
Oh,
so
it is too bad.
Well, she works for the retort children there, doesn't she, over there at the high school?
The handicapped.
Uh-huh.
You know, the mental retardations there.
You should introduce her to Rudy. Rudy's a good boy. He could use a nice girl.
Why
don't
so
you tell
beautiful.
That Joey to just give him her number?
That she should talk to Rudy.
Talk to Rudy.
I mean, because it didn't work out between the two of them.
What are you doing?
Rudy's not on that side of the fence?
Rudy's not a gay
homosexual,
honey.
No.
Oh,
all right.
No.
Oh. No, I don't know what you're... Where
oh,
you're
I,
getting
I,
your
I,
information
I, no,
from.
I just...
He works at GameStop.
Oh.
Yeah, honey, so he's not a gay.
No.
But it's too bad about that Carolyn not working out for you and your Joey.
Well, no, I mean...
It is a shame.
He proposed to her and everything,
yeah.
Didn't he?
Well, yeah, I mean, they were engaged for quite some time. But, you know, this is... Yeah, I guess this is how things go, you know?
Exactly. Well, you know, it's just... I said it earlier, I say it again, it's just a shame it didn't work out, because they were gorgeous together.
They were.
I mean, they were always together. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful couple.
You know,
beautiful.
I bet you if they had gotten married, her parents would have probably paid for the wedding.
They would have.
Oh.
Well, they
that would have worked out perfect for you, you know?
They own the cement business over there, where they do the concrete.
That's right, the Masons.
Yes.
Yes.
Carolyn Mason.
Yes, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hello. God. Oh, goodness. Well...
Such
you
a
know,
doll she is.
She
such
is.
A doll.
Such is life.
Is she seeing anybody now?
Well, I don't know, honey. I mean, she's gorgeous. I'm sure she's dating somebody. You know.
And so nice.
Oh,
well,
she's
can you imagine saint. The grandchildren I would have had?
They would have been gorgeous. Gorgeous grandchildren.
Oh, I would have had little Joey's and Carolyn's running around my head.
Oh, Lord. Well, but it's too bad the Mason Rotolik family was not meant to be.
Cut short.
Didn't work out.
It was cut short.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Now there's hope for Rudy, though. At least you have that. Well, I have that.
Well, good for Rudy.
Mm-hmm.
Good,
that would make good,
good, for
good
Rudy.
Kids.
Good for Rudy.
Yeah. And Rudy hasn't had much of his life. I mean, he's
no.
got you.
Yeah.
He has me, and that's about all.
Are you all right, Jim Marie?
I'm fine. You know what? Can you go get me your the cameo? I'd like to just take the cameo. I just would like to get
you know
the
what?
Cameo.
It's right, boy. You know what? Why don't you make your way out? You gotta go, don't you?
I gotta go.
So
I gotta go.
I'll see you.
I can't even bend to say goodbye to you, all right?
It's all right.
Maria, pour for the cameo for Jim Marie.
Can I get the cameo, please?
Pour for it. Okay.
Such a shame.
I'm gonna go.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
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 Oh, God. What? I mean, come on.
That though on the loose, you are still on the square. I'll be gloomy, but send that rainbow to me then. My shadows will fly, though you'll be gone for a while. I know that I'll be smiling